the Saturday Light Brigade. That's Alison Krauss. I was actually singing with that song, Dreaming My Dreams With You, and I realized I'm doing it in front of folks who can do this much better than I. You're going to get to meet each of them. We have four people here with us from the Pittsburgh Cielo Academy of Musical Theater. Five, if we count their music director. You'll meet all of them in just a moment, but you're going to hear them sing. First, join me as we welcome Melissa and Joe and Kristen and Luke and Maria from the Pittsburgh Cielo Academy of Musical Theater.
Just once in a lifetime, you feel like a giant. You soar like an eagle, as though you had wings.
As though you had wings.
Now this is your moment. Your destiny calls you. And though it may be just once in a lifetime, you're gonna do great things. Once in a lifetime,
destiny calls you.
Takes a spill, it's me and not you. Don't bring around a cloud to rain on my parade.
Get ready for me, world, cause I'm a cover. I've simply gotta march, my heart's a drummer. Don't bring around a cloud to rain on my parade.
This is the moment.
That is just absolutely glorious. The Pittsburgh Cielo Academy of Musical Theater. Let's meet the people that you just heard singing. I'm going to start with the two girls that are here. Kristen Serafini is here. Hello, Kristen.
Hi.
Is it okay? You know, girl, woman, lady, female, actor. I hate to categorize you, but we do have two boys and two girls. Tell me about yourself, where you are from, how old you are, where you're heading.
I'm from Bethel Park. I'm 18 years old, and I have been going to the Cielo Academy for like 9 years. I actually just graduated.
Wow, that's a long time to be doing that.
I've been going there since I was 8 years old, around 8 or 9. And I am going to Point Park next year for musical theater.
Congratulations.
Thank you.
That's a great thing. How has Cielo Academy helped you?
It's provided me with so much opportunity and, like, training to go out into the world and, like, do what I love to do. It's really great. They have wonderful teachers, great classes to take.
Well, and I'm sure you're going to miss the organization, but you'll be here locally. You'll still be able to keep in touch with people. Now, do you remember when you entered at, I guess, the age of 9, 8 or 9 years of age, did you ever think you would be, you know, a late teen getting ready to go into college to do musical theater?
I had no idea. I started with the summer camp, and I had, like, a really small role, but, I mean, it was still something. And I just, like, loved the feeling of being on stage, so I stuck with it and started taking classes in the fall. And then it just so happened that I decided to go to college for it.
Well, that's great. Do you want to say hello to anybody who might be tuned in?
I'll say hi to my mom. I think she might be listening.
Oh, she'd better be. hi, Mom. And anything else you'd like to say?
No, I think I'm good.
Great. Let's turn to Maria Shearer, who is one of 8 kids, it says here. Is
yes.
that right? My gosh, 8 kids in your family, not just one of 8 kids, any old kids, but one of 8 children your household. Where do you fall in birth order?
I'm the 7th.
The 7th. My God. And how old is your oldest sibling?
23.
And you're 14?
Yes.
And you go to Hampton High School, it says here, with 2 brothers, one of whom is one of them. Oh, no, it's Joe and Kristen that are brothers, these two. Tell me a little bit about yourself and musical theater and CLO Academy.
Well, I started going to CLO about 5 or 6 years ago, and I started off just wanting to dance, and then I kind of fell into the singing category, and I just learned how much I loved musical theater. And I've done some summer camps, and I just take classes, and I love the classes that are given to you at CLO.
Excellent. Well, it's nice to meet both of you. Would you like to say hello to anybody?
My mom's listening.
Oh, great. And Kristen's mom, too, who we know is listening, too. We'll meet the guys in a minute, but I think Luke is going to do a solo now. And what's the name of the song, Luke?
This is Lost in the Wilderness from Children of Eden.
Here, again, the CLO Academy of Musical Theater, and this time featuring the voice of Luke Steinhauer.
I never made this world, I didn't even lose it. And I know no one said it was fair. But they had a garden once, they had a chance to choose it. They gave it away, including my share. And now we're lost in the wilderness, lost crying in the wilderness. And if anyone's watching, it means they couldn't care less. We're lost in the wilderness. Don't you ever watch an eagle fly to the sun and wonder how we got to be so free? Have you ever have, you know, your journey's begun? Hey, what have we got to lose, boy, when already we are lost in the wilderness? And where we are headed, boy, I couldn't even guess. But off we go without a warning, running as we hit the ground. Where our future lies yawning, where our hopes are homeward bound. Till one bright and distant morning, we may stop and look around and there in the wilderness. Finally, we'll be found.
Luke, that was pretty amazing. Tell, and he's not out of breath or anything. I guess
no.
I guess
well, you don't know that.
They teach you. Well, that's true. One of a woman who goes to Kappa, whose name is Agnes, she wants to study opera. She was working with us here in the radio studio recording voiceovers for a documentary she was working on. And I asked her, you know, what have you learned from this process? And she said, I breathe. I have to learn to stop breathing. I said, you can't stop breathing.
Oh,
you can maybe breathe differently. But
yeah, yeah.
So, Luke, you're going into your senior year
yes.
at Mount Lebanon.
Mount Lebanon.
And tell me about your whole involvement with the CLO Academy.
Well, I started when I was in 5th grade at the Pittsburgh CLO Academy, and my mom... she took me down there, and I remember my first day of dance going there. And, you know, I didn't know if I'd like it or not, you know, dancing for guys. But the CLO has such a welcoming atmosphere, and there's so many, you know, everybody's there. And it was such a welcoming process. And I just, like, learned to love dance. And, you know, I did some music there and some acting. And I just did a production there last year. And I'm just really happy with what I've had there.
What production did you do?
We just did 13 in a musical production class there.
So, now, did you like dance when you were a little boy, when you started?
I did not like it at all. And yeah. Now here I am, you know. I just love, like, I love going to dance every week, and so I have the greatest teachers.
What turned the corner, do you think? What got you?
I just had really supportive people who were there pushing me, you know, in the best way possible, but pushing me to do my best. And I've just really grown so much as a dancer.
Now, have you thought about life after your senior year yet?
Yeah, I think I'm going to go into musical theater as well.
Well, terrific. So, and yeah. Do you know where you might like to go?
I really like Carnegie Mellon. It's a great school. And so is Point Park as well. So, yeah, locally there's a lot. But I'd also like to see what else is out there.
Well, great. And Luke Steinhauer is who you're hearing, and do you want to say hi to anybody besides Kristen's mom?
My parents. My parents are both, I think, listening at home. So
excellent, sounds great. And let's meet Kristen's sister. I know you're going to say hi to Kristen's mom or brother. sorry, Joe. I know you're a guy. I don't know where that came from, but I do get up at 4 o'clock to do this in the morning. Joe Serafini, the brother of Kristen Serafini, is here. And Joe, tell me about yourself.
Well, I started going to the CLO Academy for a summer camp when I was 5 because I saw my sister and brother do a summer camp, and I was so inspired of what they were doing. So I went to a summer camp, and then I think 2 years later, I went to classes. And on the first day, I cried because I didn't want to go in, and I was like, I don't want to go in, so we left. But then I think I came back the next week, and I went in, and I did it, and I started to like it more, and I just have been going there ever since I was 7.
You're a good storyteller. that's a great story. Do you want to say hello to anybody?
My mom, I think, as well, just like my sister.
Yeah, Joe and Kristen's mom. I should have been saying all along here, not just Kristen's mom.
Hi, Mommy!
Now, you all are having an open house coming up, and we'll talk about that after the next song, which I think is going to feature Joe. And then we have one after that that's going to feature the two women / ladies / girls, or Kristen primarily. But first, Joe, what are you going to sing?
I will be singing Here I Come from 13, the musical.
Here is Joe Serafini.
Nothing's done or set. There are options to consider. I admit I didn't make it work tonight. I'm not finished yet. They're not gonna call me a quitter, 'cause I'm gonna try again with all my might. Until I can show the people in this town that I can get it right. So here I come. I got a million other tricks still up my sleeve. Yeah, here I come. And I am not about to pack my bags and leave. No, 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 no. I didn't push as hard to go back where I started from. Now here I come. It's a little late, but now I'm in control. Yeah, here I come. You better check me out, 'cause this is how I roll. Whoa. I'm gonna find out what they got, and I will get me some. Now here I come. I blew it once, but I won again. That's a little late, but now I'm in control. Yeah, here I come. And I am not about to pack my bags and leave. No, 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 no. I'm gonna fight until I get my share. I'm gonna win this battle fair and square. I didn't push as hard to go back where I started from. So here I come.
Wow, you guys are great solo vocalists, both of you. And there must just be amazing training and also peer bonding. And I mean that seriously, folks learning from one another taking place at CLO Academy of Musical Theater. Now, does one of you know about the open house, the exact day? And
On August 21st, there's the open house for the Pittsburgh CLO Academy. And it's from 10 to 12. And people can come in and take sort of like a class, just like to show you what the classes are like.
On that day, you can actually
take a mini class and see what it's like.
How cool. And this is for anybody of 5 through their senior year of high school.
Yes.
So you could just come in. If you're real young, you could bring your mom or dad or some other caregiver, somebody in your family, and take a class and dip your toe in. And it's in the Highmark building, which I think is on 6th, right?
It's on Penn.
Penn, thank you. On Penn, it's the old Horns building. Mm-hmm. And the 8th floor, so you can come downtown and do this. So that's on what day again?
August 21st.
August?
From 10 to 12. It's a Sunday.
Yeah, I was going to say Sunday, August 21st. That sounds terrific. And I don't have a mic in front of music director Melissa Yanchak, but I want to be sure you add anything you might like to say.
I love working there. I think the kids are really fantastic. It's a really great place to share, and we just have a lot of fun, and we learn so much, and it's a really great environment. All my coworkers are fantastic. And
how long have you been there?
I think it might be my 7th year there.
My
she
goodness.
Was actually, I think, one of my first voice teachers.
Yeah.
Well,
so
that's,
we have a lot of fun.
That's great. Well, I hope you'll come back. We should be doing this more often.
Yeah.
I don't recall our having folks from CLO Academy here before, so we need to do this again.
Absolutely.
It'll be so fun.
More often. So we've got one we're going to finish, and I think it features Kristen, and I want to thank you. This will be the last chance we have to talk. Oh, I didn't ask Melissa if you want to say hi to anybody.
Oh, I think my mom would be listening to you. Hi, Mom.
Hi, Chris. Or hi Melissa's mom.
Hi, Melissa's mom.
Hi, Melissa's mom. So, again, you're very much encouraged and welcomed, as you just heard, to be part of the open house on August 21st at Civic Light Opera Academy's Penn Avenue location, 8th floor of the old Horns building. And we are about to hear Kristen singing a song called
Astonishing from Little Woman.
Here she is. Thank you all for being here.
I thought home was all I'd ever want, my attic all I'd ever need. Now nothing feels the way it was before, and I don't know how to proceed. I only know I'm meant for something more. I've got to know if I can be astonishing. There's a life that I am meant to lead, a life like nothing I have known. I can feel it, and it's far from here. I've got to find it on my own. Even now I feel its heat upon my skin, a life of passion that pulls me from within, a life that I am aching to begin. There must be somewhere I can be astonishing, astonishing.
Kristen Serafini from the Pittsburgh CLO Academy of Musical Theater. And you can get more information about the open house that is going to be 2 weeks from tomorrow by going to its website, which is pittsburghclo.org, or phoning 412-281-2234.